be the best. You don't want it uncooked, half cooked, or overcooked. We don't want it underspiced, oversalted, or unsalted. Want it? Want it nice. When we are purchasing a garment, or we're doing our homes, want to be done well. Can't do without it. A nice curtain you can do without it. Nice jacket you can do without it. For our children, want the best. Want the best education. We don't want any flaw in the recitation. We don't want the child to be an embarrassment for us. All that, want the best. Food, want the best. Money and wealth, want the best. Motor car, best. In fact, we were long that you could fly a jet, had a personal, has a private jet. Right? Everything we want the best. We don't want something defective. We want something that is got some type of a deficiency or something. We don't want that. Then we come to marriage, then that also the best. The type of height, the type of shape, color, language, all, everything we want. We want the best. So Allah has created us that we can aspire, we can desire. He's created us like that. So He must have created us like that for a reason. Like our minds go towards the best, then we can desire the best as well in this life, in the next life. We are created like that, so we've got the capacity to desire the best. So perhaps He's created us like that so that we don't only desire but work towards the best. So now the question is again, what is the best? So some Sahabi had asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what I must do, or tell me the best thing. When the Bishan asked him, says, show you something better than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah Ta'ala, than fighting against the enemy, they after your throat and you after their throat, better than fasting, what is the best? So it's Zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So all that we do, it's aimed to establish the name of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, in our lives, in our socializing, in our transactions, in our ibadat, everything for what? That we establish the name of Allah Ta'ala. Aqim as-salata li dhikri, for my remembrance. Going in the path of Allah Ta'ala, la taniya fi dhikri. Musa alayhi salam is doing tabligh. Why? Kay nusabbihaka kathira wa nathkuraka kathira innaka kunta bina basira. So everything is done for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, it's a general word. Right? So you can remember, and you can remember half, you can remember full, you can remember nicely, you can remember half deficiently, by the way. So you can remember in different ways, different levels. The person that accompanied Yusuf alayhi salam in prison, Allah Pak says about him, وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منه مذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه. He forgot. فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه. He forgot. Is it? And as a result of him forgetting, فلبث في السجن بضع سنين. also by forgetting the remembrance, how much we can lose. You remember and remember correctly, properly, beautifully. Now you're going for Umrah, for example, and you have to return. So you are thinking of bringing presents for your wife, dear near ones. So when you want to think, offer something for them, then can you bring your used hanky, all the dirt and filth there, and say, "No, I remembered you, I brought this for you." What happened? You wore it home, isn't it? You remembered, but you remembered well. You did remember, but you remembered well. So remember him and remember him well. So that means there is a poor remembrance and there is a good remembrance. There is a strong remembrance and there is a weak remembrance. What he has done for Allah Ta'ala must be the best. Good remembrance, strong remembrance, continuous remembrance, beautiful remembrance. Now, to get that right, we need to put three things. One is, the month is very short. 1 month to get this is too short. So, we appreciate every second. Don't say, you know, tomorrow I'll start. Appreciate every moment, every second. More especially, our tongues and our eyes. Just keep it locked. Main hole that is in the bag of treasure. The bag of treasure, the main hole, the main leak that is in the treasure boxes, eyes and tongue. Eyes and tongue, that's the main leak in the treasure box. If this can be sealed, then whatever you have accumulated, inshallah, it will be restored, it will be safe. But now you didn't think of looking after this. One small deed you have done, everything is gone, everything is wiped out. That is why the hadith is telling, رُبَّ سَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوْ. You got the roza, you did everything, but what you got? Nothing but the difficulties of hunger. So now, how to preserve it and how to block those leaks? So the one thing that we have to learn properly is eyes and tongue. Don't use it at all. You can't just take it out and leave it to one side and reconnect it afterwards. No matter what intentions, how lofty your intentions, leave it out. The desperate thing, then someone's really, really desperate. Don't joke, nothing, absolutely. Just towards Allah Ta'ala. Mind is towards Allah Ta'ala. Right. So when there's nothing now, nothing, no talking, no nothing seeing, nothing, not even mutala, nothing, absolutely only this. So now it makes you understand the importance of getting the zikr right. So Ibn Atha Iskandari says, even if it is that presently it is just zikr lisani, so your mind etc. is straying away, so don't underappreciate this, because from the zikr lisani it can progress to zikr huzuri. You're getting some presence of zikr. So one is zikr lisani, then zikr huzuri, getting some presence of Allah Ta'ala. And then when you carry on, then from zikr huzuri, it will again progress to a level where you can actually feel the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That's the third level. And then the fourth level is everything besides Allah Ta'ala is forgotten, even yourself. You forget even yourself, so deep that you forget even yourself in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance overwhelms you to such a point that everything is forgotten. See? So, the zikr that you got now, the time that you got now, you appreciate it. when you appreciate the Lapadnes, you progress. So you're getting just that zikr zubani, disani, from that to zikr huzuri, from huzuri to zikr qalbi. That means one is you know that you're making zikr, but then you've gone so deep into the zikr that you don't even know that you are around. Allah's presence, His greatness, His majesty overwhelms it so much. It is just Him. It is just His yard, nothing besides His yard. As though you're saying, Allah, Allah, I mean, if you are around, then how can I be there? You are, I mean, your presence is so overwhelming, I can't even say that I'm around. They liken it to a drop of water that was coming from the heavens. So as it was coming down, so he said, I'm so pure. Ma antahura. I'm one that is pure and purified. I am the one that causes the seed to germinate. I am the one that brings and quenches the thirst of people. I am life. Ja'alna min al-ma'i kulla shay'in hayy. I am life. So that it was so proud of itself. But then when it came face to face with the ocean, it saw the vastness of the ocean. The shoreless ocean, no shores, water. And then it saw how insignificant. See, can I even talk of myself in the presence of such an ocean of water? Can I even talk of myself? I can't even talk of myself. So now, you don't even recognize yourself in the majesty, the greatness, the azmat, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. You can't even talk of yourself. Someone has got 1 cent in his pocket and he's talking to a person who's got $100 gazillion. $100 gazillion. You know, trillion is a gazillion. Billion is a trillion, and trillion is a gazillion. 100 trillion. Right? So you got a trillion. 100 trillion is not small. Trillion he's got. The world also doesn't have that amount of wealth. Right? He got $1 trillion he's got. And that person got 1 cent in his pocket. See me? He got money. What do you say? Yeah? Skuru kush dhila hai. When you say that? So now, the magnitude, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and ourselves. So you get so soaked in the remembrance of Allah, everything else. Like it doesn't exist, everything. So this is that zikr. So you put our minds, our time, etc. But the easy way is start, correct this, eyes, tongue, and number two is program your time. Sleep and eat as your need, you don't have to compromise on that. But then just program your time. Program this time, that time. My 1 second, my 1 minute mustn't be lost. I don't know. That moment may be the moment of acceptance.